Hey everybody, it's the 20th of November. Welcome to Pray Today. And I wrote down all of these topics about a year and a half ago as I planned Pray Today on what we need to talk about each day of the year. And for today, for November 20th, I had written down to pray and to talk about someone that we take for granted. And no greater time has it been apparent to me of who this person is. Proverbs 31, 10 through 12 says this: "A wife of noble character who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life." That's my wife. I think that could have been written about my wife, D'Lynn. And she is one who doesn't crave attention. She is not one who is jealous of others' successes. She is the first to celebrate with people when they have things that are celebratory in their lives. This whole past week, she's been sick with COVID as well, but yet she has served me and served the entire family as if she wasn't sick at all. And it was kind of a tough pill to swallow when I realized just how much I take her for granted. She does things behind the scenes at church. She does things as a pastor's wife and deals with things and helps people that most people don't have any idea. She does these things. She is everything to me as her husband. And I take it for granted. And I don't say that in that I'm proud of it, because I'm not. But this is something that I am going to choose to do. It's to appreciate my wife more for who she is, for what she does, and what she does for so many people, who she is to so many people. I call her my Wonder Woman, and she is my Proverbs 31 Wonder Woman. So I would like you today to think of somebody in your life that you take for granted. And maybe you're appreciative to them. Maybe you thank them for what they do. And I'm not saying that it's somebody you totally forget that they're there. But who is it in your life that if you really stop and think about it, it would be really hard to fill in the space that they have in your life? Who is somebody that today you could reach out to and you could let them know how much you appreciate them, or even apologize that you've taken them for granted? So let's think about this today. And as we pray today, let's just give God thanks for those people in our lives that make our lives richer and bring us joy. Father, thank you for this person that you have laid on my heart, my wife. And Lord, I want to thank you for the people that you are placing on the hearts of the people praying this with me today. Father, thank you for these people who make our lives better, these people who serve us, these people who we don't thank the way we should thank. We don't appreciate the depth of what they mean to us. Lord, thank you for the gift that you have given us with this person in our lives, Lord. Today, we want to, as an act of worship to you, we want to recognize them. And just thank you so much, Lord, that you place people in our lives that make us better, that make our lives more comfortable, that give us peace, that help support us, who encourage us. Father, what a gift that is to us. Help us to not take them for granted. Father, we love you, and we just pray that you'd go with us throughout the day today, that you would guide our every step, every word, every thought, every action today. May it glorify you, in Jesus' name. Amen.